We saw the Gemara, Rabbi was Machadish, Migu de Zachary Nafshe, Zachary Nami, Nechapre, the daughter Raya, because there's a son of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. But when two people steal for each other, then there's no son of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. Migu de Zachary Nafshe, Zachary Nechapre. We saw Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Yudam Yudayis. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks that how does Migu de Zochi Lenafshe, Zochi Lechave, take care of the chsarn of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira? The Frat Rashi says that it's a chsarn because Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaynim. So how is Migu de Zochi going to take care of the chsarn of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira? As the two mahalchim in the sugya. It's totally how you learn in the sugya. Rashi learns the sugya is talking about when one person lifted up for the other one, and afilu hachi migu de zachi works. That shitas Rashi. The Ramban and the Ritva Esan Rashi, that on that seer, there's a chsarn of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, and migu de zachi wouldn't help. The only way Migu de Zachi would help is in a seer of Shnayim Shigbiyu Yachad. As Mavur in these Rishayim, that in the Chsarin of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, to take care of that Chsarin, you need Shnayim Shigbiyu Yachad. The Shad is, why do you need Shnayim Shigbiyu Yachad to take care of the Chsarin of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira? Only over there we take care of it. Pashtis, these Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritva, is a Gilu on the other Rishonim. There are many Rishonim that are Choylik on Rashi and learn that by Gnevid only helps when one lifts it up for the other one. When two of them lift it up together, not when one lifts it up for the other one. Tosis argues on Rashi. The Rajba argues on Rashi. The Ran argues on Rashi. And in none of the Rishonim, they don't explain why are they arguing on Rashi. Why did they change the tzir? The Chayyur, the Ramban, and the Ritva is a gilur on all the Rishonim. Because they hold that the chsarn of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, the only way to take care of it is when you lift it up together. When one lifts it for the other one, it still would be a chsarn of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. Mashayda is, what's the mahalach? Because there's one mahalach in the sugya, how Migu de Zochi takes care of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, lefi Rashi, that Rashi learns it's even when one picks it up for the other one. And then there's how it takes care of the chsarn of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, lefi Tosis, that we only can get rid of the chsarn when two lift it up together. That's the shlav in the sugya, that Rabbi Kivega Shaila is nechlek lishnai. How do you answer lefi Rashi, and how do you answer lefi Taisis? As how do you answer lefi Rashi, as we saw yesterday, Mahalach, that normally in Shlichos, the Yedder of Shlichos, Mokbeh brings a Ruchayim and Kiddushin in the Sugis of Shlichos, is that the Shliach gets the Koyach from the Meshalach. Ayidei the Minu, he gives him the koyach to be poil for him. Memela, his maisa is called the maisa of the Mishalach. As there's a chsarn of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaymim. Over here, you don't become a Shliach of the Mishalach, and you don't get the koyach from the Mishalach. Aber Migu de Zochi Lenafshe works totally different. In Migu de Zochi Lenafshe, Zochi Lechavrei, you're not coming that you're getting the koyach from the mishalach. Migu de zochel lenafshe zochel lechavrei means that being that you're using your koyach of schir in the chayfetz and you're being zeicher for yourself, as you're using your koyach of your schir for yourself for the other person. As I say, you're not getting the koyach from the mishalach. You're coming with your own koyach of schir. As over there, we don't care. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaymim is a chsarn in the minuy of the Mishalach. It's a chsarn in the Shliach doing it for the Mishalach, like we saw yesterday. But over here, he's doing it mitzad atzmo. He's using his koyach, as he doesn't need the Mishalach. As there's no chsarn of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaymim. That's what we saw yesterday, Midas Rashi. Now, today, we want to go into Taisis. Taisis is Mavur, which is really the Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Rajwa, and the Ran, many Rishonim, that only in its seer of Shnaim Shigbiyu, there's no Ksarin of Shliach Lidvar Aveira. But if one would lift it up for the other one, even though there's a din of Miga Dezachi, it's not enough. And the Shaila is, why by Shnaim Shigbiyu, why is it? As Bez Hashem, we'll see two Mahalchim today. So yesterday we saw Mahalchim, we saw Shailas on the Mahalchim, the Nesivis, and the first Mahalach of the Bogber. Today we'll see the second Mahalach of the Bogber, and then another Mahalach. The second Mahalach of the Bogber, the Mahalach of Reb Shimon, is Ba'oivin Zeh. That when Shnayim Shigbiyu Yachad, the Maila is, each one is doing his own Maisa Kinyan. What's the reason why his Maisa Kinyan doesn't work? The Gemara says because it's Ki'ilu Munach Al Gabe Karka. As Klerzer Bogber and Reb Shimon, what's the Pshan in Ki'ilu Munach Al Gabe Karka? Now, one more time, you're explaining them. They don't speak this so loud, but this is the Havana of what they're saying. Klerz, Reb Ber, and Reb Shimon, what is the chsarn of kilu munach al gabe karka? You could understand that means kilu, I'm not doing a maisa hakba b'chlam. If that's the pshat, then we don't have pshat in this. Zog Reb Ber and Reb Shimon, no. The word is avada, he's doing a maisa hakba. He lifted it, he did a maisa hakba. What's the chsarn? The chsarn is there's a t'nai. In order for your Hagbah to work, you have to be menatikit from the Rishus HaKarka. If you're not menatikit from the Rishus HaKarka, your Maisa Hagbah can't work. As it comes out, by Shnaim Shibbi'u, Be'etzem, both of them did a Maisa Hagbah. Now there's a Zaytech HaKasarin. If it's connected to the Karka, that's Ma'akiv, the Maisa Kinyan, from being Toil, the Kinyan. And Reb Shimon, being that over here, all you're missing is that it's mechubah to the kalka. If Yenim is magbir for you, you don't need his maisa hagbah to be misyachas to you. You don't need the parsha of shlichus. The gather of parsha of shlichus is shluchos shel adam kemaisa. What the shliach does is miyachis back to the meshalach, and it's kilu he did it. Over here, you don't need the parsha of shlichus. You don't need his maisa should be misyachis back to you, because you already did the hagban yourself. All you need him to do is make that there's no chsarin of agave karka. For that, if he lifts it up for you off the karka, kedei that you should be kaina, even if his mice is not misyaches to you, but klapi you, it's not called algabi karka anymore. As his mice works for you, but it's not misyaches to you. As kiven shekein, you don't need parsha of shlichus. That's in the kuda, what they're being masbel, that you don't need the parsha of shlichus, is very meduyik in the Ramban. The Ramban says that according to Rashi, if one of them lifted up, as being that you need shlichos, as therefore a shutif doesn't help. Meduyik in the Ramban, Masha Enkein in the tzir of the Ramban, where both of them picked it up together, you don't need shlichos. The shaila is, why don't you need shlichos? You don't need shlichos because all you're doing is misalik a side chesaron of munach al gabe karka. The etzem maisa hagbah he did. Just there's something being ma'akiv the hagbah from being chal, a side thing. As if he's magbiit for you, that's enough, even though the maisa is not misyachas. Aye, so why do you need migu de zochi le nafshe, zochi le chavre? As you have to hear on Revol Ber that this, in every asiya that you do for someone else, there's two steps. Number one, how do you have a koyach to do for someone else? As usually, when he makes you a shliach, he's mamana you. That gives you the koyach to do for someone else. Once you have the koyach to do for someone else, now your maisa is misyachis back. Over here, you need migu de zachi lenafshe zachi lechavrei to explain why he has the koyach to do for someone else. Because migu de zachi lenafshe, you could do it for chaveroi too. But the second shlav of shlichus, that the maisa is misyachis, that you don't need over here. As the chsaron of ein shliach ledvar aveira is when you need shlichus, which is the parsha that the maisa is misyachis. But over here, where you don't need shlichus, all you need is koyach, as then you say, migu de zochei lenafshe, zochei lechavre. He has the koyach to do for someone else, because he could use his koyach eschir for the other person. As a meila, it works for the other person. Thus is the Tifa Mahalich of Rebbe Ber and Reb Shimon to be Masbir Taisis. That a maisa he's doing. All you need the other person to do is to masalech that it's not al gabi karka. For that, it's enough that he's lifting it for you, even though it's not your maisa, that's enough to remove the chsar. As being that you don't need the parsha of shlichus, there's no chsar of ein shliach ledvar. That's the way they want to the maisa, behelim divrayim, you could say similar to them, but with a different hesper. They were masber, the knech is, because you did akbah, but there's a zaitech chsar in a munach al gabi kar. And for that, you don't need to be misyachisik back to you. You could say it differently. You could explain it similarly, but with a different knech. When two people do something together, yesh l'stapik, how do we look at it? Do we look at it that they're both doing the whole maisa, or do we look at it that each one's doing a half a maisa? How do you look at it? I mean, they're both lifting it up together. As Pashas, you would say, well, if they're both lifting up together, I'm lifting half, and he's lifting half. Maybe not. Being that you're both lifting it together, and when you're lifting it, you know he's lifting it, as his, it, what, the whole maisa is ki'ilu you did. Actually, stop it when two people do something together. When you know he's lifting with you, as it's ki'ilu, you did that too. Even without a parsha of shlichus. Just stop. When two people do things together, it's kilu you did the whole thing. Or is it kilu you did it? There are two famous sugyas in Shas about it. Does anyone here know any of these sugyas in Shas?
Shabbos.
Which sugya? Shnaim Shasu, Rivaldik. Oilam was Mechavid. The sugya in Shabbos, Sadik Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara handles if two people do a malacha together. Two people are moitzi together. They carry a chefetz from Rishus Aram to Rishus Ayachad. The Gemara has a halami. Even by Zayn Ayachal Avad and Zayn Ayachal Avad. We're talking about a chefetz where you need the two of them to bring it out. The Gemara has a halamina. They are both chayiv skila. Not only does the Gemara have a halamina, they're both chayiv skila. The Gemara needs a posik, ba'asoysay, echad mehem, v'lashayim shasiyu biyachad, that if two people do a malacha of Shabbos together, they're not both chayiv skila. What was this ad? You should be chayiv skila. You didn't do the malacha, you did half a malacha. Same thing, if they're shaykhid together, the Gemara says, if they're koitzer together, the Gemara has a hamamina, they're both chayiv skila. As what do you see? You see in the Gemara that when two people do something together, we look at it as each one's doing the whole maisa, because you're doing it together with him, as the whole maisa is misyachis to you. As that's one very famous sugya in Shabbos Sadik Beis Amud Beis. The next famous sugya is in Baba Kama Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, of two people that do a maisa hezik together. Over there, there's a shor that's doichif to a bar. And the Gemara over there is Taka Mistapik. If Kula is Zeka Kavit or Palga is Zeka Kavit. When two people do a Maisa Mazik together, how do you look at it? Kula is Zeka Kavit or Palga is Zeka Kavit. Rather, Rashi over there learns that side of. Over there, the Nafkamina is Mamish. How much you pay? Do you pay the whole thing? Or do you pay here? If it's Palga is Zeka Kavit, Each one only pays half. I only did half of my samazik. I'm only chayiv in half. And the other tzad is kule ezekir kavod. Each one pays the whole thing. Right over there, Rashi says the kule ezek is only if it's yochel levad. But not everyone holds it. That's two dugmais in Shas. The fizet, if we come back to the sugya of shnayim shigbiyu yachad, you could say that Tosfos learns in the Rishonim, when shtayim ahigbiyu biyachad, it's kilu, whatever the other person, I'm doing too. It's one maisa mishutefes between the two of them. As being that it's one maisa mishutefes between the two of them, as imkain, the maisa is misyachas to each one on its own. As over here, you don't need the parsha of shlichos because they did it together, as each one is doing the whole thing. As you don't need the knetcher verbog bed, that he did the whole maisa, it's only chsona munach al gabi karka. As for that, when Yena lifts it up, he takes care of the chsona munach al gabi karka. Lefi said the reason why he did the whole maisa is because when two people do something together, we look at it kilu, each one is doing the whole maisa. As all you need, the migu dezachi is mishum the kayach. As lemaisa, the hezber and taisis is similar to the first mahalach. That being that you don't need the maisa to be misyaches, therefore you don't need the parsha of shlifas. All you need is that he should have kayach to do for yenin. And that's migu dezachi. Just the hezber why you don't need shlichos is different. Lefi zeh, you could answer a shayla of the Chem de Shloima on the sugya. The Chem de Shloima asks, I don't understand how migu dezachi works. What do you say? Reuven's lifting it, Shimon's lifting it. Reuven did half a maisa kinyan. Reuven mitzad atzmai is not roi de kinyan. Shimon did half a maisa kinyan. Shimon mitzad atzmai is not roi to be koina. As how do you put it together? If a half a maisa kinyan is not a good maisa hagba, as how do you ever get it off the ground? Reuven's chetzi maisa kinyan mitzad atzmai has a son of munach al gabi karka. Shimon's chetzi maisa kinyan has a son of munach al gabi karka. As each one is doing half a maisa kinyan, as who cares if he's doing it for the other guy? But la maisa, each one mitzad atzmai is not a maisa kinyan. Thus, frek the chem de shloima. Lefi the way we're learning, what's the teretz? The teretz is it's not two half maises going on. The word is it's mitzarif and it becomes one big maisa from the two of them together. That's together of the shutris over here. It becomes one big maisa that the two of them together are doing one big maisa. The Chem de Shloima understood when two people do something together, as each one's doing half. As if each one is doing half, and each one, his half on his own, doesn't work. How do you ever get started? Each half is not a good half. As over here, half plus half can't mean one, because half is really Fs. Zero. Half is nothing. Yeah. A half a hagbah is not a hagbah. As each one's not doing a maisa hagbah. As it's mukhach to learn the gedev matbiya mitzir lechaveroi, kone chaveroi, over here is mitzarefit, and we look at it as one big maisa. That's what's going on. As the etzim nekuda that we're saying in Taisis, that it's one big maisa between the two of them together. Yeah. The Shoyrish is in the Gemara. This is taking it a step further. The Shoyrish above you see in the Etzem Gemara. Okay, so that's with the Kivon Taisis. That's why Taisis holds that by Shtayin she knew. Yeah. It's a different level. This is the Taisis. Okay, so let's go in the Gemara Vayta. Let's start the Gemara Vayta. The next Gemara is a little bit complicated in Pshat. Today we want to start the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Hashta de Amrit, Amin Amigur, Cheirish Upikeach, Shigbiya Mitzia, Mitoisha Kana Cheresh Kana Pikeach. Very interesting. In the steps of the Gemara, it started off with Rami Bar Chama Magbiya Mitzia. Rava said Migu Dezachi. Rava brought a raya to Migu Dezachi. And now Rava is continuing. And because I said Migu Dezachi, Cheresh and Pikeach. The Tzarech Bir. Why can't you say Cheresh and Pikeach according to Rami Bar Chama too? Say Magbiya Mitzia Lechavere, Kana Chavere. Why only according to Rava that you say Migu Dezachi, as then Cheresh and Pikeach works? Why, according to Rami Bar Chama that said Magbiya Mitzia Lechaveroi, Cheresh and Pikeach doesn't work? And it's Meduyeh Klar in the Gemara. Rav is continuing. Zoy Saimeres, because I said that Migui Dezachi, as in order to explain this, we have to go in a little bit into the lave of the Inyan. As on this Gemara, Hashad Amin Aminan, we say Migui, as the Gemara says, a Cheresh and a Pikeach are lifting. Mitoy Shekana Cheresh Kana Pikeach. In the Gemara, that when a Cheresh is Magbiya for the Pikeach is Koyach. Frekt the Imre Moshe in Simin Lamed Gimel a Bombakasha on the Gemara. The Rishonim Kedushin Daf Mem Beis says a cotton cheresh and shaita, which are labnei das, they don't become a shliach for someone else. There's a mi'at a ish atem that only somebody who's roy to do a kinyan a bar das could be a shliach for someone else. As frek de imre moishe, hare migui de zachi works midin shlichos. As if it works midin shlichos, there's no shlichos to a cheresh. A cheresh is a lav bar shlichos, he's a lav bar das. As how could he be a shliach? How could he be zeicha for the pikeach? Now this kasha is very similar lamis b'ayin to Rabbi Ki Vega's kasha in the sugi before. Rabbi Ki Vega is ein shliach ledvar aveira. How does migu dezachi help me din shlichos? Imre Moshe is asking me din cheresh, but this one is easier to answer in a way. What's the teretz gonna be? You'll have to say vayis dechois migu dezachi doesn't need the parsha of shlichos. Thus.
As the miyutim in the parsha,
so shlichos don't apply to migui dezachi. That'll be. And what's the pshat? As number one, we started off the Gemara. Why doesn't it work mishum magbiya mitzia lechaveray? Why does the Gemara have to come on to migui dezachi? Lefizeh it's miyushim because magbiya mitzia lechaveray is regular parsha of shlichos. As in the regular parsha of shlichos, it wouldn't work to a cheresh. You have the Imre Moshe's kasha. Only in migui dezachi, over there, it's not the regular parsha of shlichos. As being that it's not the regular parsha of shlichos, therefore, it works to a cheresh. As lefi zeh, it's miyushiv. Why he has to say it in migui dezachi? Now the shaila is why by migui dezachi do you not need the regular parsha of shlichos? So over here, we'll say a word from Rav Osho. Wanted to say, but even say Gishmak of Vod. In the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara tries to learn out, on Daf Mem Beis, the Gemara tries to learn out the top, the Parsha of Shlichos, from Shlichos by Kodshim. And the Gemara says, Shani Hosam de Isle Shutvis Begavayim. As that's a different Parsha of Shlichos. When you're a Shutif, it's a different parsha of shlichos. The Marik in Shoyrish Nun Beis on that Gemara says, "Ki di isa be Gemara be baba mitzia migu de zochi lenafshe zochi lechavre." As you see in the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph of Pesach, a Rishin that. When you're a shutif, you're a shliach easier. You become a shliach easier. You can't see from there the regular parsha of shlichus. And the Marik says, that's our sugya. Migu de zochei lenafshe, zochei lechavrei. But Maimer Musker, in the parentheses, yesterday we saw the Ksais. The Ksais says that Migu de zochei doesn't help on a maise. And this Marik, you see, not that way. The Marik's going by Shchitis Korban Pesach. Shchitis Korban Pesach is a maise. And Afilu Achi says, there's a din of Migu de zochei. As you see, Migu de zochei helps even on shlichus on a maisa. The shaila is, what's the shah? As Rav Moshe wanted to be mazbir mo'oifin, he says, when you go to an ish zor, someone who has no shaykhis to what's going on, that's ish zor. The moshe, you go over to shliach, you say, makadish this isha for me. This shliach has no shaychus to the kedusha. He's not marrying this lady b'chlal. You send someone and you tell me, go buy this chayfetz for me. And this person has no shaychus to the ma'aseh kinyan b'chlal. He's an ish zar. Klapi, this kinyan, he has no shaychus. Over there, the chiddush of shlichus has to say, hagami has no shaychus to the ma'aseh kinyan. Afilu hachi, he's a bal dover to make it for someone else. That's the chiddush of the parsha of shlichus. But over here, when he's zochi lenafshe, kum techois, he's be'etzem a bal dover in this ma'aseh kinyan. He's doing the ma'aseh kinyan for himself. As he's a bal dover, he's a shutif in the ma'aseh kinyan. As being that he's a shutif in the ma'aseh kinyan, he's already a bal dover in the ma'aseh kinyan. The same way he's doing the ma'aseh for himself, he could do it for someone else also. As that's the hezber of migu de zochei lenafshe, zochei lechavrei. Somebody who's a bal dover, he's doing the kinyan for himself, it's easier for him to do it for someone else because he's already a bal dover. The chiddush of the parsha of shlichus is when you're not doing it for yourself. You're stame izar, a fremde mensch. You're no one in this kinyan. You're not shayach to the kinyan. As then you need a parsha of shlichus. And the lashon of the Ramban by us, the mail of migu de zochei, is he's a shutif, not a shliach. Lashon of the Ramban. A shutif. What's the mail of being a shutif? You're a bal dover. As the same way you're doing for yourself, you could do for someone else. They say the minutim of the parsha of shlichus are only in shlichus midin gzeres akosim. In the chiddush of the parsha of shlichus, but shlichus of migu de zochei is a naya parsha. It's its own parsha, and that it wasn't said the miyuta. That'll be the kiva. That'll be eliba de shita. That's one way of learning the gemara. The fi the rishonim that we just saw that learned that when shnayim shigbiu yachad. Over there, you don't have to come on to shlichus, and therefore there's no son of ein shliach ledvar aveira. And we saw the Ramban is meduyik because you don't need shlichus when shnayim yigbiu yachad. And the hezbah we saw either the Rabbah Rebbe or al pi the Gemara on Shabbos because each one's doing the whole ma'aseh kinyan on their own. We just need him to be zeicha. Lefi those rishonim, as the Gemara over here will be gavaldik. The Gemara is talking about a tzir of Shnayim Shibiyu Yachad. And what Shnayim Shibiyu Yachad, each one is doing the whole Maisa by himself. As you don't have to come on to Shlichus. As it's not Shayach, the Miyutim of Shlichus. And Lefi Zeh, you could answer an interesting question on the Gemara. The Gemara says that we're talking about a tzir where Cheresh and Ipikeach picked it up together. Why did the Gemara say it's here? Where Cheresh and Pikeach picked it up together. Why did the Gemara say a bigger Chiddush? Where the Cheresh picked it up for the Pikeach. And he was like a hair for himself and hair for the Pikeach. Why did the Gemara pick the Tzir where the Cheresh and the Pikeach are picking it up together? Of Lefit Toisvis in this Sugi before, the Ramban in this Sugi before, the Ran in this Sugi before, is doch Gewaldig.
Because by Shnayim Shigbiyu Yachad, you don't need the Parsha of Shlichus. Over there, the Migud Zochi is just in the Koyach. You don't need the Maisa to be Mesiaches. And you need that over here, because we're talking about a Cheresh, who's a Lav Bar Shlichus.
As Lefi Zeh is a Gevaldik Yadiyuk in the Gemara over here to the Chiddush of Taisus before. Yeah. He said before, Taisus said the Chiddush Misvara. Now we have a Mokar Minei Obey in the Gemara that there's a Mile of Shnaim Shibiyu Yachad. It's by the Tzir of Cheresh and Pikeach, it was Noket Shnaim Shibiyu Yachad. Thus is the two ways of learning. Either way you see, Migu Dezachi doesn't need Shlichus. One way of learning is it never needs Shlichus? The Parsha of Shlichus. The other way of learning is only by Shnaim Shigbiyu Yachad, then you don't need the Parsha of Shlichus, so you don't have the Miyutim of the Parsha of Shlichus. That's the first Chelik of the Gemara. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Mitoisha kana cheirish kana pikeach. Bishleim cheirish kana the kamagli leben das. Ela pikeach b'may kana. Ela emel cheirish kana pikeach loy kana." As over here is mavur that midin magbia mitzia lechaveiroi, the pikeach could be mezake to the cheirish. The Goyin in Simen Resh Mem Gimel is a kasha on the Gemara. Frek the Goyin that you can't be zeicha for a cotton chemish and a shaita. A Gemara in Bam Mitzia, daf ayin aleph amid beis. There's no schia to a chemish cotton and a shaita. As how over here is it shayach migu dezachi to a cheresh shayta v'katan? As the Gemara over there says midaraisa, there's no schia. Over the Gemara says by a katan midarabanan there's schia. As the Goyin over there said is mitzayin, there's a machlokes rishonim if there's schia midarabanan even to a cheresh or just to a katan. What's the machlokes? The Goyin is matz machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rishonim that learned that this chiyah derabanan to a cheresh shitas a Rambam is because they made it takana derabanan. You could be zeicha to a lav bar das. On the other hand, the Rosh says, when did they make a takana? Only to a cotton, because a cotton is going to grow up and become a bar das. That's because eventually he's going to have das. They made it. Takoni could be koina even now. Aber a cheresh not. Freg the goin from Agamara. Agamara says mefurish it shayach to be zeicha to a cheresh. At lachar it's a raya that midrabanan they were mesakin zchia to a cheresh. Kan the goin. Lachayra one more time. If we'll go with the aside of before that Migu Dezachi is not a parsha of Schia, as Memela, therefore it doesn't go with the Miyutim of the parsha, it's Miyusha of the Shaila of the Goyin, like it was Miyusha of the Shaila of the Imrei Moshe. In the Goyin, you see, he's going not that way. He's going that it has to go with the regular parsha of Schia. But Eibazay, there's a Bombakasha on the So what is the Goyin only ask on the end of the Gemara when a pikeach is being zeicha for a cheresh? Why didn't he ask in the beginning of the Gemara when a cheresh is doing the maisis chia for the pikeach? And over there you don't have the Goyin's teretz. Yeah. You have to know how the Goyin will learn. Vayis techois, the Goyin held is another teretz to the kasha. The shaila is what could be the teretz to the kasha. Okay. As the kids are, let's make a sikkum of what we have. It's really simple, even though it sounds complicated. The Gemara's mavur, migu dezachi of a cheresh works for a pikeach, and migu dezachi of a pikeach works for a cheresh. And the shaila is, a cheresh can't be a shliach, and he can't be zeicha from shlichos. One shaila asked him, Rei Moshe, one shaila asked the goyim. As if you learn, it's a new parsha of shlichos, you answer both questions. But the goyim and the Rei Moshe did learn that way. That's how you're going to answer. V'oid, Rebbe Kiva Eger on Yud Amit Bey says, it's not shaykh migu de zochi to a ka. So what are you going to answer? As L'chayra, that's Ma'ayra, there's another way to answer the question. What could be the other way to answer the question? As there's a Taisis in Gittin Dav Samach Dalet Amit Beis. Taisis says, that which we're Ma'ayra to cotton from the Parsha of Shlichos is only when the cotton doesn't have Schia. But if Midr Abonon, they were Mesakirim Schia, as the same way Midr Abonon, they were Mesakin for him Schia, as he could do it for someone else too. The reason why a cotton can't do Shlichus is because he's a lesser Bahochi, he can't do the Kinyan. As if he can't do the Kinyan, he can't do it for a Bardas, for someone else also. Abba Milsa, where he could do the Kinyan, as then he could be a Shliach for someone else. Kach is Machadish Tosis in Gittin Samach Dalet Amit Beis. Fize, you could answer the Shaila of Dimrei Moshe, Midrabanan, they will Nisakin Schia for a Cherish, Midin Darke HaShalom. As it comes out, Midrabanan, a Cherish could do a Kinyan. As if Midr Abonon, he could do a Kinyan, he could do it for someone else also. As you don't have to come out of the Gemara, that Migu Dezachi is a whole new Parsha. It works with the regular Parsha of Shlichus. But over here he's called a Parochi, because Midr Abonon, they made him a Kinyan, a Mifnei Dan Kishon. Okay. As thus is the Mahalach in the Gemara. As the big Shaila on the Gemara we handle today, because there's no schiyah, a cheresh can't be a shliach. You can't do shlichus for a cheresh. One mahalach is with the mahalach of Kutaisis, that migu dezochi doesn't need shlichus in the marid. And the other mahalach is over here, he's isa b'hochi midrabanan, is when meila he could do shlichus for a cheresh. Okay, so that's the chilas sugya. Stop here, and that's the connection. The last sugya to this sugya. Be'ez Hashem tomorrow will be mashlim cheresh and mikeach. We're also going to start a little bit the Gemara of where's the rama from the mishnah.